This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jesus is identified in 1 Peter 2:4 as the living stone. In our last visit, I pointed out that being the living stone represents the possibility of relationship. Surely Jesus enjoyed a relationship with God the Father throughout eternity past. That's why God chose him. He was precious to him. In John 17, Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world." God the Father knew Jesus could be trusted to fulfill the mission he sent him on. Jesus is also identified as the cornerstone and capstone, both referring to the place of honor and strength in the foundation of his church. As the living stone, he identified with us by suffering for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. As he endured this suffering, he stayed true to his character and calling. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Verses 22 and 23. As a result of his suffering and ultimately bearing our sins in his body on the tree, he made it possible for us to die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. No wonder Peter declared that when we trust in Jesus, he becomes to us the shepherd and overseer of our souls. As believers, we are secure for time and eternity. Praise God.